Good morning, gorgeous. How are you ladies doing this morning? I hope you're having a great day so far, or a great evening or afternoon. Whenever you're listening to this podcast, welcome to the Dr. Daff Show. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle Daff, and I thank you for being here for today's podcast, where we're going to talk today about how to nurture your relationships as a feminine woman, specifically your relationship with your boyfriend or your husband, how to nurture a man in the correct way, because there is a wrong and a right way to nurture. And we're going to talk about what that looks like. Now, before we start this podcast, I do want to make it very clear that when it comes to women nurturing a man, it is very tricky. There is a fine line between nurturing a man and mothering a man. And it can look and feel the same to us because we have the same intention. And a lot of the stuff that we do is subconscious. We're not necessarily trying to mother him. We're not trying to belittle him or scold him or treat him like a little boy. But that's how it comes across to them. And it's important to know how they perceive things so that you can avoid doing it and just watch your own behavior. It's also important to know that when you're doing these things in a dating relationship, it is different than when you're doing it when you're married. And certain things, if you do them during the dating process, it can actually turn the man off, or it can allow the man to think that you're easy to take advantage of. And he may try to start doing and taking advantage of you in ways that, you know, you may think you're doing your role, and here he is just treating you like you're his servant, his slave, or his bank account. It's also necessary to know that this information that I talk about, especially when I talk about like the fascinating womanhood stuff and I talk about different feminine ways to treat your man, this information is for people who are in healthy relationships with men who are healthy men, healthy masculine men. If you're in a relationship where you're dating a man and you're experiencing domestic violence, any kind of abuse, verbal, physical, sexual, any abuse from this man, this information doesn't apply to you because you're not in a healthy relationship to sustain the things that I'm encouraging you to do. This is only for healthy relationships. If you do these things and you're in an abusive relationship, the abuse can actually get more intense because this man is not mentally stable, mentally healthy enough to understand what you're doing, to appreciate what you're doing, and it won't move the needle. It won't matter. It won't help. And I don't want you to be doing this, giving up of yourself in such a vulnerable way to anyone who doesn't deserve it. If you're in an abusive relationship, I would encourage you to seek help. Seek help, because it's not one that you should be in at all. And if you're married, seek help, because there are ways to separate and to take time to protect yourself and your children until this man is able to heal. But I just want to make that very, very clear. You cannot manipulate these men who are damaged, who are verbally abusive, who are physically abusive. You cannot do anything about that with your femininity. You can't encourage his masculine behavior. You can't allow him to see you in a different way because of your femininity. They need help and you need safety. So I need to be very clear about that when it comes to all of my content. It is only for ladies who are with men who are healthy, masculine men. If your man is in his feminine, there are some things that can definitely impact him and change some of the dynamics, or maybe he is masculine, but you never honored that side of him. So that's fine. But more than anything, I want it to be an eye opener for those of you who are in relationships that maybe you're not getting what you want out of it. And maybe you didn't realize that it's because you're a feminine woman and you're with a man who's in his feminine, or you're with a man who is very masculine, but you've never given him an opportunity to be masculine. If that's you, then you're in the right place. And of course, if you're dating a healthy masculine man, you're definitely in the right place. In all things, trust God, pray about it. He will allow something to happen. He will open up a way. He will guide you. He will help you to be able to get all of the help, the resources, the safety, the protection, everything you need. But you cannot stay in any relationship that is harming you or your children. So now that we got that out of the way, we're going to talk today about how to be a nurturing feminine woman and how to nurture the correct way in your relationships. So I want you to go ahead and sit back, relax, get something to drink, get something to write with, and let's talk about this. So ultimately, when we talk about you being a nurturing feminine woman and nurturing your relationship, it's important to know that you are nurturing the relationship. And through that, you end up nurturing your man. That's the beautiful thing. You're not going in with the intention of just trying to please this person in every single way that you can. You're trying to play your feminine role in making the marriage or the relationship super harmonious with serenity and reaching a common goal. Now, what is the definition of nurture? When we talk about the word nurture, it means to care for and encourage the growth and the development of someone. To care for and encourage. I want you to think about this, especially if you are married. I want you to consider this question. Why do you think you and this man are together? When you look at it through the lens of God, when he put you with this particular person, why? What is it inside of you that he really needs, that he's lacking, that he could use a little bit of help with? What is it that's within him that you're lacking that you could use a little bit of help with? We are together in terms of kingdom marriages for a godly purpose, but there are things inside of us that the other person needs. And even if you're not married, if you're thinking about marrying someone, it's really important to consider, what is it in you that this person needs? And this requires you being able to be honest with yourself and putting aside all of your prejudices, all of your hurt, and all of your anger, because there may be things that you are upset that your partner does not have. And instead of you being that thing for them and for this relationship, you're upset about it. And that's what we want to tap into when we talk about nurturing this relationship. Your husband may never ever pray, and that might really irritate you that he's not spiritual. But you're super spiritual. Well, then maybe you need to be praying for him instead of just saying that's his problem, right? So it's like there are things that you yourself may be really naturally gifted in. There may be things that you are also skilled in. And then there's also just your feminine nature that a man needs. We are all created by God, but we're created differently. And in your femininity, you have things that your man desperately desires, even if he doesn't know he does. When we talk about nurturing your relationship, when you are caring for a man and encouraging him, you are doing this in a feminine way, which allows him to be able to have clarity, serenity, and a goal to accomplish. So this is different than you being this man's mother. A lot of times when we talk about nurturing qualities, like being kind, being loving, being empathetic, when we talk about encouraging, when we talk about caring, I want you to think about this. How do you care for your man? How do you encourage your man? Because the way you do it is what's going to make him feel like he's dealing with a woman, a feminine woman, or make him feel like he's dealing with his mother or his high school teacher. And you don't want to be those things. You want to be a woman whom he loves and cherishes and adores. And as your role given to you by God as a helper, you are positioned to be that man's helper, to be the person that incubates as a woman, right? Our godly design. We incubate the babies, right? And then we birth them. But we're given that seed. And when your man has a vision and you're aware of it, or when you notice that he has certain qualities that are just so special, but maybe he doesn't quite know or doesn't know how to position it, you know how to bring that life into him. You know how to speak to him in a way that just lights a fire in him and allows him to believe that he can do the impossible. You are aware of all of his great qualities and all the ways that he has limitations, and you're not afraid to encourage him, to help guide and redirect him, but you do it in the most respectful and feminine way.
You are an asset to this man. When you're this kind of a feminine woman, you are an asset to him. When you act as a mother and you go from nurturing to dominating to controlling, this emasculates a man. And the difference is you having a certain tone and a certain attitude with him. So if your husband tends to forget his keys, instead of saying, you better take your keys this time, or, you know, you better put a jacket on, you know it's cold outside, you're not going to wear a jacket. You know, when you're talking to him like that, it makes him feel like it's his mommy telling him that he better not leave his keys or he's going to get spanked, or telling him that he better wear a jacket or he's going to catch a cold. Who cares? He's really going to go catch a cold then, right? Because he's going to prove to you that you do not control him. And that's not proper mothering either when you speak in those ways. But that's the next video. We're going to talk about how to be a nurturing feminine mother in the next video. But in terms of mothering, it's the attitude of you must, you should, you better, how dare you. It's this whole attitude of domineering, control, and telling him what to do. Versus being alongside him as his helper and guiding him in a feminine way, allowing him to figure things out on his own by asking the right questions and validating him in a way where he knows that you are on the same team. You're together in this. The one way that you can really find out how to nurture your man, because every man is different. Every man needs different things from his woman. And this is something that you have to realize. It cannot be a blanket statement. The way that you can decide how to best nurture your relationship is by studying your husband, studying your boyfriend, truly studying him, letting him just be himself, and you figuring out what he likes, what he dislikes, where he struggles. Maybe if he has certain vices, if he has certain anxieties, if he has certain limitations socially, you actually taking the time without judgment to look at him and say, okay, this is the man I'm dealing with. Where do I fit in? How can I weave my strengths into his life to allow him to be the best man he can be? It's a matter of understanding his needs and then being willing to meet them. Because sometimes we do understand the needs. We do see the limitations and we do see the areas that we could actually step in, but we don't do it. And we don't do it because we think that maybe he won't want it. We think maybe we can't, or we just don't think to do it. Like, we just literally don't think to do it. And this is where we have to practice as women, as wives, doing things that are outside of our comfort zone if it's going to make the marriage stronger. And you might start to feel like you're a servant. Like, let's say your husband needs his breakfast at a certain time because that's how he's going to be alert to start his day. But you wake up at different times. You might think, oh, he can make his own coffee. I mean, he can get a piece of bread. I don't have to wake up early and make it for him. Like, he's a grown man. He should be able to make his own breakfast. Sure. You may think, well, you know, I could, but you don't think much else about it. Instead of waking up early, even though you don't have to, and making sure that he has his coffee and his breakfast in order to have a great start to his day. Or if he works from home and you know that he woke up really late and he's about to start his day and he hasn't had his breakfast, you taking it, making the breakfast and bringing it to his office to him instead of him having to come downstairs. So you're anticipating his needs and you're seeing that he's taken care of because you're watching him and you're realizing that this guy runs late all the time. So maybe I can try to like put certain things in certain places. If I see his wallet is underneath the couch, I can just take his wallet from there and put it by the door. I can do little things to help him instead of just nagging and complaining that he's so messy and he never is able to find anything and this is why he's like this and like that and all of the unnecessary drama. A man may need you to actually help him with certain things. You may have a husband who struggles with learning. He may struggle in math, but yet he owns a business and he needs your skills skills to be able to help the business. You may have a husband who just needs a wife who is in a really good spirit most of the time. I know this is like every man's desire. Every man wants a wife who is peaceful, who is gentle, who is calm, who is feminine. That is every man's desire because it helps them to be better men. If they have a wife who is always bothering them, irritating them, fighting with them, in just constant conflict with them, this stagnates them. And this also affects their productivity and their self-esteem. So most men, almost, I wouldn't want to say all men, but I can never say all with anything. Most men will want a wife who brings serenity into the home, a feminine woman. You being in your feminine energy is what's going to allow you to nurture him. You allowing yourself to have the time that you need to take care of yourself is what's going to help nurture that relationship. You will not have the peace of mind to see that he's working on the porch and he's sweating all the time. And, you know, he never goes in to drink water because he doesn't want to stop. And you see that. So you stop what you're doing because you're able to have peace and ease, and you bring him a glass of water. You bring him some lemonade. If it's the summertime, maybe you'll add some cucumbers or some mint to the water and make it refreshing and, you know, just extra special. But you're thinking about him. You're watching him and you're noticing, what does he need right now and how can I help? It can be something as big as you literally helping him pay the bills and helping him figure out the family's finances, to you just helping him by being in a pleasant mood. Some men just need a woman who smiles, a woman who is just chill and pleasant at home. Like, that is heaven for them. And I think I talked about this a long time ago when I was hired for one specific job. I remember that they told me the reason that they gave me the job, outside of obviously fulfilling the requirements, but what made me stand out was the fact that I smiled and I genuinely brought so much cheer and joy into that interview room. And the place that they wanted me at, that culture needed someone who was going to uplift it. And they felt that my presence would change the culture of that place and allow people to just feel more happy and at ease because this person actually smiles and is in a pleasant and joyful spirit. And they could sense that from the interview. And so it's like, that's what they needed. On top of them needing the basic things that they needed a psychologist, they wanted someone who could change the culture with their demeanor. And that's something that your husband needs too. That may not be his primary need, but for another man, that might be the very reason why he marries you, is because you have that attribute and that's what he needs in his very stressful life. So don't underestimate the small things, but figure out what really makes your husband move towards happiness, move towards fulfilling his goals. And remember the things that he tells you. Remember the things that he shares with you that he wants to do, his visions, his dreams and his goals, because a man is a leader in the home. There is only one leader. There are not two leaders in the home. There is only one leader. No entity can function with two different people, with two different visions, doing two different things and saying that they both are in charge. There has to be one person with a vision and a supporter. And this is God's design for the family. He is the leader. And you're the one supporting his vision. But if a leader has no vision, it is very difficult to follow. It's very difficult for you to figure out, okay, how do I support him? How do I encourage him if he's not doing anything, or if he's not doing what he says he's going to do? But there is a way to encourage a man to be his best self when you notice that he is lacking. It does not require you stressing him, bombarding him, nagging him, or doing the work for him. It's also important in terms of nurturing your relationship, taking on what's important to him. When your husband shares anything that's important to him, that thing also should be important to you. And this is tough because sometimes it's just not important, or you just don't see what the big deal is. You don't understand his emotional attachment, especially if it's something like, I don't know, let's say sports. You know, some men, a lot of men, are very attached to their sports. And if their team loses, they are just in shambles. And you may think, okay, this is ridiculous. We have things to do. Why are you sitting here on the couch moping? this person doesn't even know you, okay? They play on a team across the country. They don't even know you exist, and yet you're having a bad day. In your mind, you're just thinking this is foolishness. But this is important to him. His sports and his, you know, these things are important to him. So it needs to be important to you too, to the point where at least you're willing to have a conversation with him. You're willing to empathize with the fact that he's emotionally connected and they lost, and be there for him. That's all he wants. He knows, but just be there for him. And that's how you help to nurture that relationship, that understanding and empathy on the things that are important to him. And if he likes to do things like go play golf or go swimming or run, you're also caring about those things too. You're giving him that space and that freedom to pursue his activities. You're asking him about them. You are interested in them. And it's something that you also value, even though you may not even understand it. You know it's important to him. And you can do this in different ways. You can do this by asking him questions about it. You can do this by researching and adding it to your little chit chats and commentary. He's going to be so excited that you know anything about something that he knows you're not interested in. Or if it's his birthday or a holiday, you can get him a little trinket or a gift attached to that thing that he knows you don't care about. It will mean so much to him. And this is how you nurture that bond between the two of you. It's also really important in terms of nurturing your relationship to show gratitude. Express it as often as you can, especially when your husband works and provides for the family. Letting him know as often as you can how much you appreciate that, how much you value that, how important it is that you are with a man who is able to provide for you. These things really mean so much to men, and they live to take care of you. They live to provide. They live to impress. And hearing you say that over and over again does not ever get boring. They truly do appreciate that. And I know we talk about this in my podcast. For some men, that means more to them than their actual paycheck. That money, it's like the same money going to the same things, but hearing you say that you are appreciative and that you love and respect him for that means the world. And you can also compliment him by doing what I coined double barrel complimenting. This is something I just made it up, but you know, I think this is really a great way to communicate. When you are complimenting your husband on something, I think it's important to make it a double barrel compliment. So you are telling him that you appreciate whatever it is, you're giving him a compliment on whatever it is, but then you also tack on to it, you add on to it what it does for you, how it makes you feel. So you're not just saying, wow, babe, I can tell you've been working out, your arms are looking super big. You're not just saying that. Instead of just saying that, you can say, it makes me feel so protected around you. Like having arms like that, I feel so safe. That's a double barrel. Like you're not just saying the compliment, but you're actually saying why that's something that you're complimenting. And of course, make this your own. Make this your own thing, but learn what your husband likes to be complimented on. It's best to compliment men on masculine things that they actually want to be complimented on. There are things that they could really care less about being complimented on, but there are other things that they really like to hear because it speaks to their masculinity. So learning, you know, what's important to them, but also just being genuine, complimenting on things you genuinely are grateful for, and complimenting him on things that you genuinely think he did a great job with, and then explaining to him why that makes you feel good. And he is going to soak in that. He is going to love that. And this really nurtures the relationship.
By the way, if you want to subscribe to this podcast, then you can do that by clicking the link below, and you can subscribe for $3 a month and receive podcasts with no ads. If you prefer listening to this straight through with no interruptions, then $3 a month will get you access to my entire catalog with podcasts that have no ads. So you can click the link below to subscribe to the podcast and get ad-free segments. Another way that you can be a nurturing feminine woman in your dating relationships is by communicating with him in a very gentle way. Gentle communication is so necessary, especially in areas in your marriage where your marriage needs growth. In your relationships, things are going to happen. It's part of being in a relationship with another person. There's things that he's going to do that's going to upset you, that will bother you. There's going to be situations where maybe there's miscommunication and you have to express to him that you are unhappy. It's all about the way that you communicate with him. And we talk about this all the time. You hear this all the time. But in the moment, it's really hard to remember that because we just want to express ourselves and we feel what we feel. And our emotions can sometimes just get the best of us. A lot of us women have ruined really great relationships because of our inability to manage our emotions in the communication process. So we don't want to continue making the same poor decisions. We have to decide before we get into that conversation how we're going to choose to behave. And speaking to him in a gentle way is going to show the nurture that you have in your soul. Your ability to be able to be upset, to see the situation is less than ideal, and still communicate with love. Within that gentle communication is also realizing that you are not his mother, and therefore, you are not in a position to punish him. Oftentimes, part of this communication, when it's not very gentle, is this desire to pay him back and to punish him when we're upset. So that looks like you retaliating. You're retaliating and punishing him when you're upset about something. That does not show your nurturing side. It shows that you are, again, giving him a punishment like a mother would for bad behavior. And we do not want to do that in our relationships and our marriages because it literally tears it apart. And a lot of times people have a very difficult time forgiving these behaviors. They remember, oh, this is how you act when there's a problem. And that overshadows all of the good that you've done, all of the ways that things have been so beautiful in your relationship, all get X'd out over these things. I mean, that's why you see all of these different breakups that happen. You're like, what happened? It was so good. It looked so good. Everything seemed so happy. But I guarantee you, there was a situation that came up where a person acted ugly. A person acted totally different than they portrayed themselves to be. And it was so startling that the other person said, no, I don't want this ever again. And we don't want to lose out on wonderful relationships because of that. So I just want you to remember gentle communication and no retaliation. This will help bless your relationships. That's what you're there to do. You're there to bless your relationship. You're there to allow him to be able to feel ecstasy and joy being with you because you genuinely are giving him the best of you. And that's what a beautiful, nurturing feminine woman does. Now, again, when it comes to dating relationships, this can look a lot different. So when you're dating a man, it's very important for you not to be overly nurturing towards him. When you're dating a man, you are taking time to actually study him and figure out what kind of person you are with. Yes, it's really nice to have a man where you are being yourself with, you're being kind to, you're being sweet to, but you do not want to baby him. If there are things that he needs to do for himself, even if you're really good at it, even if you want to help him, taking time to watch what is this man's natural reaction to problems? What is this man's natural reaction to his joys? How does he like to celebrate? What does he like to do? And you're watching. So if he is going through a tough time, maybe he lost his job, let's see what he's going to do. Is he going to be looking for a job day and night and striving to make sure that he has what he needs to survive? Is he going to wait around and just see what happens and maybe ask you for some money? And when he does ask you for money, what are you going to do? Because a lot of women will believe that because of our nurturing disposition, the right thing to do would be to give him the money. And depending on the man that you're with, how long you've been with him, the circumstance at hand, the amount of money he's asking for, all of those different factors, including you praying about it first, talking to God first, you may, in some circumstances, feel comfortable loaning him money. Personally, I am 100% against giving men money. Personally, this is a personal choice and decision. It does not have to be yours, but I am against it for the simple fact that a man who would even ask me for money to me is problematic because they have other men in their circles that they could ask for money. They can get a loan from someone. They can get a loan from an institution. They can ask their family members. If they have some, they have a lot of resources that they should be willing to exhaust before even jeopardizing their perception in your eyes as a protector and a provider. That should be so important to him that he would never want to misrepresent himself as being able to take care of you. If that is first and foremost in his mind, he would not risk you seeing him as someone who cannot take care of himself, let alone take care of you. And from personal experience, I've seen that when men borrow money, they will continue to borrow money. You become an option. And everyone is not an option. It's only the people they know are going to say yes and the people they know they can manipulate. So you don't ever want to be one of those people. If he's asking you for money, it will become a pattern and it shows that he is willing to depend on you financially, which in my eyes is a serious red flag. So again, unless it's some dire, unique, very, very serious circumstance, then I would not. And that is not you being a mean person. It's not you being a unnurturing feminine woman. It's you being wise and you paying attention. Because the thing is, my love, over time, you're going to realize that a lot of the things that you overlook will come back to hurt the relationship. We make a lot of adjustments and we make a lot of excuses and things for men when we're dating them because we like them, because we want to be kind and open, and because we want the relationship to progress. Like, we want to be seen in his eyes as someone that is special and we want to get married. And so we oftentimes see certain things and our gut internally, we feel like, ugh, but we still do it. We still allow it. We still let it go. And that ends up becoming a serious problem later. A lot of things that we are dealing with as women are red flags that we decided to put down. We saw the flag and the flag was waving, but we said, you know what? I see it and I'm going to go ahead and lay it down. And then it becomes a problem later. So we don't want that. It is not nurturing to be giving a man money. It is not nurturing for you to let a man live with you. It's not nurturing for you to let the man drive your car around because he doesn't have a car. That's not nurturing. That's you enabling him. That's you allowing him to use you. That's you robbing him of the opportunity to be a masculine man in your eyes and just in his own life, to be able to walk and experience adversity and push through it as a man should. So be careful when dating, and also just be careful not to do things where he is looking at you differently because you didn't allow him to be a man. There are some men who are not going through anything, but they're truly masculine men, but they're with women who are not in their feminine. So when they try to do something, the woman thinks that, you know, this is, I don't deserve this. So let me block this. Let me block this advance. So you might be thinking when you go out to eat, you go to a really expensive restaurant, maybe it was more expensive than you thought it was going to be. And the bill is like $400, right? And you see it and you're like, okay, he's willing to pay for it. He's ready to pay for it. And you offer to pay for it, or you offer to pay half of it. In your eyes, you may see that as you being nurturing, you being kind and generous and loving, right? And empathetic to how expensive it is. You know he doesn't make a lot of money. Well, first of all, why did he take you there? And secondly, if you just ended up there, he saw the menu. Maybe he should have just ordered water or said, let's go somewhere else. You know, he still has his masculine leadership and he still has choices. So if he did not make any of those choices and he ordered the steak and the champagne and all of the extras, then that's his decision. So you don't want to rob him of the opportunity to be a man by saying, I'm going to pay for it, or oh, it's really expensive. I'll pay my half. You know, it's not your half. It's not your half. This is a mentality shift. But when you become like this, you take away from the relationship. You take away from his masculinity. You take away from your own femininity. You want to be able to allow him to be the man he is. and save your nurturing aspects for the things that he really does need from you. He really does need your attention, your affection, your sympathy. He needs your motivation. He needs your encouragement. He needs you in the feminine ways that God created you to be. The things that he can't give himself is what he needs you for. And learning to do that, and also learning your own boundaries. If he just went through a really tough time and he is calling you every day crying, that's fine. You can be nurturing and listen to him cry. But after a while, if he is constantly calling you crying as a boyfriend and he's not seeking help in other ways and the relationship is starting to drain you, you are not married. You might think, oh my goodness, I can't believe I left him in his time of need. Well, he was over-relying on you in his time of need. He wasn't seeking other avenues to be able to split up some of that weight. He wasn't relying on family, friends, therapists. He was only relying on you to carry that. And that is okay for some periods of time, but there will be a time where you, again, internally feel like this is too much. And that's what I need you to listen to. That's where femininity comes into play, where you listen to your body, you listen to your mind. When you start feeling this aching feeling like, oh, he's calling me. When you used to be excited, but you know this is going to be a drab session of complaining and whining and crying and just darkness. You may not have it in you every single day to cheer this man up. After 6 months of it, you may be exhausted. And you don't have to. You don't have to commit to these things. You are not married to him. It's time for you to be with someone else. And you may think it's mean, but this is you taking care of yourself. He will come to the realization that he overdid it, and he will seek you out if he truly valued you. But there are some men who this is their natural behavior. They want someone to listen to them all day. They want someone to solve all their problems. They want someone to pour their drama on. They want a talking partner, a texting partner. That is not nurturing. You have to always take care of yourself, and you know when you're not taking care of yourself anymore because your body will tell you, your soul will tell you, and you need to love yourself enough to listen to yourself. Don't ruin the chase and do not feel the need to prove anything to him. If he's not stepping up like he should, then you leave until he does. If he's overdoing it, you leave until he figures it out. Do not overgive. Do not give expensive, lavish gifts thinking that you are impressing him. You do not need to prove anything to this man. That is not how you show your nurturing qualities. You are enough because you're you. He is blessed to have you. Because you are a beautiful, loving, feminine woman, and you're by his side. That is enough. Please share this podcast with anyone that you think it could benefit. And if you post it online, please tag me at the Dr. Daff Show and at Dr. Michelle Daff. I hope that this blessed you and it helped you. Again, if you want to listen to these podcasts ad-free, you can subscribe to it and you'll get them a little bit earlier than everyone else. And again, without any interruptions. I love you all so much. And I hope that this helped you to learn how to be a more feminine, nurturing woman in your relationships and how to become the woman that you know you're supposed to be. Until next time, my loves, remember that in all things you do, make a feminine impression. Bye-bye.